measure, and that is Assembly Bill 1491 by Assemblymember Jones. So if Assemblymember Jones is ready, why don't you come forward? I'm just going to say a few words. Let's call the roll.
Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Ackerman?
Here.
Ackerman here. Kuhl? Steinberg.
Thank you very much. Now, if this bill looks familiar, it is. This is the bill dealing with moving forward court facilities transfers in the state of California. It's a bill that I carried last year and moved out of this committee with the support of all of the members of the committee. Went over to the Assembly side where Assemblymember Jones improved on it in his committee. And the bill looks almost exactly like it did when he left his committee. So I'm assuming we're very well informed on this issue, and I look forward to Assemblymember Jones' presentation, but looks like this is going to be a good bill that is going to move quickly, and I'm sure Assemblymember Jones will touch on this. The bill is an urgency measure because we are trying to, of course, ensure that those facilities that are ready to transfer will be able to meet their timelines in this upcoming year. So, Assemblymember Jones.
Madam Chair, members, thank you very much. And I want to begin by thanking the Chair for her leadership on this issue and all the court's issues. But this issue in particular, it's been a real pleasure working with you to make sure that we address in a fair and balanced fashion the respective interests of the courts and the counties as we move forward on the legislative policy direction of transferring our courts to the counties. And members will recall in 2002, the legislature did set a deadline for the transfer of all of the court facilities in our 58 counties, and that deadline expired in June of 2007. And what this bill does is provide some additional time for the transfer as well as for some tiered deadlines and incentives to make that transfer happen as expeditiously as possible. What the bill does is it extends the transfer deadline until December 31st, 2009 to help ensure that the courthouses do transfer quickly. I've worked closely with the chair, with the counties, and with the administrative offices of the courts to come up with a series of intermediate deadlines to incentivize those transfers. The first of those intermediate deadlines is September 30th of 2008. If the transfer doesn't occur by then there'll be a modest inflator on the county facility payment, which is set forth in the bill. The second tier deadline is March 31st, 2009. If the transfers don't occur by then there's a second, but not additive, not cumulative, but second and different inflator that's used based on our state appropriations limit, which is the agreed upon figure to discern what additional costs are to the courts. Now, at the request of the counties and with the cooperation of the AOC and with the support of the chair, we've also amended into this bill a three-month tolling period that's available in those cases where, due to circumstances beyond the control of the counties or the courts, some additional time is needed before that first deadline kicks in. And so the counties raised a concern about wanting to make sure there was essentially a escape opportunity, a three-month tolling, so that if there were things beyond everybody's control, there'd be a little more time before that deadline first hit. And so that's in the bill as well. I want to underscore that these intermediate incentive deadlines are not additive, they're not cumulative. We have an opinion from Ledge Council to that effect, and your analysis points that out as well. With that, it's my pleasure to ask for your support for this bill. I really appreciate the chair's support and the opportunity to work closely with her on this critical issue to the courts and the counties. We have some witnesses who'd like to speak on behalf of the bill as well.
Thank you very much, Assemblymember Jones. You have witnesses in support?
Good afternoon, Ron Overholt, Judicial Counsel. We're co-sponsors of this bill along with CSAC, and we greatly appreciate the efforts of Mr. Jones and the chair in moving this bill forward. We were disappointed last session it didn't happen, but we believe it'll give us adequate time to move the rest of the facilities that are still pending within the time frames in an appropriate way, and we appreciate the cooperation of CSAC in this process.
Thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support who wish to speak?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Elizabeth Howard on behalf of CSAC, the Association of Counties. We are a joint co-sponsor of the bill as well. I would echo the sentiments of Mr. Overholt. We have worked carefully to craft a process that we think balances the interests and needs. We feel from the county perspective that it's imperative that we have a framework set forth so that counties and the AOC can plan and deploy resources accordingly. We recognize that it's a compromise, but this will help us promote and advance the third and final step of a decade-long effort to reform the trial court funding process. We think it does make sense. We want to acknowledge the efforts of Assemblymember Jones and his staff. They've been very sensitive to the needs of courts and counties, have worked to mitigate our concerns, and we, of course, thank Senator Corbett for her leadership in the area, the entire committee, and the work of the Senate Judiciary staff, who has put together a very thoughtful and careful analysis of this bill, and we thank you and urge your support.
Thank you very much. Are there other witnesses in support? If not, I know we do have some witnesses with concerns. Are you here in support or concern? Support, yes.
Yes, Madam Chair. Paul Smith with the Regional Council of Rural Counties, representing 31 rural counties in the state. We are in strong support. We see this bill as a way to reopen the window. A number of our counties will be jumping through that window shortly. We thank all the folks that have worked really hard in trying to come up with this compromise, and we encourage your support.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support?
Madam Chair, members, Steve Zahner on behalf of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors in support. The most recent amendments took care of a couple of technical problems that the county was had concerns over, and now we have just complete and total support.
Very good. Thank you. Yes.
Madam Chair, Senators Alan Fernandez on behalf of Riverside County. Riverside County was the first county to transfer a facility and is in support of AB 1491 to reauthorize the authorization to transfer, because there's still work to be done. So we urge your support.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support? And then we have one other witness in support, and then we'll go to concerns.
Nancy Drabble with Consumer Attorneys of California, and we are also in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Concerns? Madam Chair, Jim Gross on behalf of the County of San Diego. Our remaining concern does have to do with the tolling period. San Diego's in a little different position, perhaps, than most of the other counties, in that we are trying to effectuate what we characterize as a global transfer, that is, all of our facilities at once. And while the bill does address that additional time, currently the documentation between the County of San Diego and the Administrative Office of the Courts shows that the Administrative Office of the Courts assumes that a document or an agreement will be signed on November 28th. Of course, that is only 1 month before the end of the tolling period. We are continuing to discuss this with the Administrative Office of the Courts, and we really appreciate the work of both this committee and the Assemblyman's office and his staff, but we do not want to get caught in a situation where we only have that 1 month period and then find ourselves in a penalty for circumstances beyond our control. So we will continue that discussion with the Administrative Office of Courts to seek clarification as to why they assume it would be executed such a late date. It's not unusual in government for something to be pushed back. 1 month, again, is not a lot of buffer. So we will continue that conversation, but we're not opposed to the bill.
Okay. Thank you very much for expressing those concerns. Senator Harmon.
Mr. Gross, how much additional time in the tolling period do you think San Diego County would like to have in order to make them feel comfortable with the bill?
Given the late date that is listed of November 28th, we did suggest an additional 3 month period, because again, we're almost at the point of the end of the tolling period anyway. But that's a discussion we want to continue to have with the AOC.
Are there, to your knowledge, are there any other counties in the state that are in sort of a similar situation as San Diego?
Not to my knowledge, but of course the AOC would be more knowledgeable about that than we would.
Madam Chair,
I've personally been working with the county administrator in San Diego on the global agreements, and while there is a timetable set up, it was really sort of set up prior to the time frames being identified in the bill, and I'm confident we'll be able to move the transfers up so that there is no repercussions to San Diego County or penalties in that process. So given the parameters of the bill, I'm confident we can move the process up and be in compliance with it.
Oh, very good. Sounds like we probably will come up with an agreement that will work for the parties.
Thank you, Mr. Harmon, for your question.
Very good. Thank you very much. Assemblymember Jones, did you want to?
Well, only that I'm going to continue, as I know the chair will be, to bird dog this issue, and we both have a commitment from the AOC to deploy the resources necessary to make sure that these things happen in an expeditious fashion. And so we will also stay on top of the San Diego issue as well.
Good. Through the chair, if I could, Madam Chair. I'm sympathetic to San Diego's plight that they seem to find themselves in. Apparently, it's unique to them as opposed to the other counties. So I would encourage you, if you can, in some fashion, try to accommodate their needs. I think would be very important.
I agree, and I think I don't think it'll be necessary to do it in the bill, but I think getting a firm commitment from the AOC with regard to revising the schedule to make sure that, you know, they put the resources into the transfer negotiations in a way that assures that San Diego can hit the benchmark is critical, and that's the commitment we've received from the AOC.
Okay.
We have an extremely cooperative relationship with San Diego to move all of the buildings all at the same time, swap some land for a new courthouse, and it's really a very good relationship, so that's really not a problem.
All right, good. We'll Thank you very much. I hope it works out well.
And the bill does allow for the transfer of multiple facilities, so I think we'll be able to work this all out.
Yes, we did take language to make sure that you can do them all in one agreement, too, which will make it more efficient. Yes,
okay.
Madam Chair, thank you.
And formerly in opposition, is my guess?
Actually, this is in support.
Okay, in support.
Holly Fermini on behalf of the Orange County Board of Supervisors, just like several of the other counties. We're just looking for some certainty. We're in the process of transferring over 150 facilities, and we hope that you all continue to support this bill as it moves through the process.
Thank you very much. Now, formerly in opposition.
Yes. Leslie McFadden, on behalf of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, we were opposed to the February 14th version. We feel the most current version, the February 21st, does give us some additional needed protection in terms of penalties being levied arbitrarily. And with Dave Jones carrying the bill, and he's from our Sacramento delegation, and appreciate the efforts that he's already extended in our behalf to try to move the process forward in Sacramento County. We do want to see the bill move forward and have removed our opposition. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Senator Kuehl.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Jones, the analysis raises the issue about the governor's attitude about this bill, which is or is not kind of known at the time. I know that often the office doesn't signal until they really, really, really are forced to. But given the fact that it's an urgency measure, is there anything that it has happened since the analysis was written, which might only be 24 hours? I'm not sure, but that's not a lot.
Not specifically, but I think that the fact that we have the strong support of this chair, hopefully this committee in a bipartisan way, the support in our House, and the support of all the stakeholders, I think bodes well for a successful outcome in the governor's office. And of course, we, as did Senator Corbett last year, have been in constant communication, and we're not getting any red flags thrown, so I think we feel positive about it.
And there's no opposition remaining now, right?
To my knowledge, no.
No official opposition.
Right. Okay.
And the measure that moved forward last year, we had gotten signals from the governor's office that they were supportive, so I would assume that that will continue this year. That's my hope.
Move the bill.
Thank you very much. Moved by Senator Kuehl. Please call the roll.
The motion is do pass to appropriations. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Ackerman? Ackerman, aye. Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Steinberg?
Thank you very much. That bill moves to appropriations. Thank you very much, and
Madam
congratulations.
Chair, again, thank you very much both
You're
for
welcome.
Your support on this measure, your leadership on it, and convening this committee so that it could be heard in this fashion.
My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you very, very much. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.